Now, today on Insight Radio, we have a rather interesting interview for you. Alan Saunders is approaching his 92nd birthday. He's a former Royal Marine, and after losing his sight, he received support from Blind Veterans UK. While being the Marine, he's decided to take on quite a daring challenge to help raise awareness and funds for the charity. Alan is with us now. Thank you for joining us, Alan.
My pleasure.
So tell us, first of all, a little bit about yourself, your time in the Marines and so on.
I was at school until I was 17. I left in July 39. In those days, it was school certificate matriculation. And I worked for two or three months, but I was anxious to get into the battle, as it were. And I'd always fancied the Royal Marines. And on 9th of January 1940, I was, 17 and 3 months then, and I enlisted in the Royal Marines, signed for 12 years. But, of course, my 12 didn't start until I was 18, so I had what they called 9 months girls' time from January till September. But, yeah, that was... I loved every minute of it. Nine months of full training. That's it. That includes 3 months seamanship and naval gunnery. My first posting, now this is in September 40, when Britain was at bay, as it were, only the Channel keeping the grey hordes away from us on the ground. No, of course, the sky was full of them. And I was sent down to a unit called the Royal Marine Siege Regiment. That was based at St Margaret's between Dover and Deal, a battery of 14-inch naval guns, which were land-mounted, and 13.5 mobiles, which are rail-mounted. And we had a cross-battery work against the Germans over in Cap Grenet and Calais. So that was an exciting thing in those days for a young fella.
What was the training like?
I was a regular, you see, so I did a full 9 months training, 6 months parade, small arms, an hour's school 3 times a week, and an hour's gym every day, and then you're considered you're then a king in the King Squad. That's the senior squad of recruits in the Corps. And you're then passed for duty, as it were, and you're a Royal Marine then, not a Royal Marine recruit.
Once you'd completed the training, Alan, what was it like, you know, knowing that you're, you know, going into battle?
Well, initially, I say this is in September 40, and I'd been expecting, like all the other lads in the squad, I'd been expecting to be drafted to one of the Royal Naval battleships or battle cruisers, you know, seamanship and that sort of thing. But Royal Marines, per mare per terum, on sea or land, I was sent to this land-based unit, which was, there again, naval guns, so I did know a bit about naval gunnery. I was 2 weeks on active service before I was 18. It's hard to convey the atmosphere. It was very exciting down there. But after the end of 40, 41, the middle of 41, things died down. The grey hordes weren't coming to sweep up the beaches, and we hadn't got to throw them back into the sea. They turned their, unfortunately for us, unfortunately for Russia, he turned his ways to Russia, which then meant the unit became very regimental, whitewashing the coal in the bunkers and all that sort of thing, which is no good for a young fella. Then this, I say AFO, that's an Admiralty Fleet Order. Because remember, the Royal Marines are an integral part of the Royal Navy, calling for volunteers for special duties of a hazardous nature. Well, myself and two or three of my mates thought, this sounds good, let's have 2 pennies of this. Bearing in mind that at this time, the commandos had been in existence for about a couple of years, but they were all drawn from the army regiments. The corps was a very small corps compared to the army units. It was only about, 30,000, I think, was the complement peacetime. And logically, the commando role should have been onto the Royal Marines by sea, by land. But they just hadn't got the numbers to cope with all their manning of the main armament on some of the battleships, battle cruisers. So anyway, 1942, the intake of hostilities only. I don't like to call them conscripts. They were hostilities only, HOs. Was sufficiently great that enabled the Corps then to take over and take up part of its logical role, that is, sea soldiers, as it were. And we found ourselves down at Deal being the main depot of the Royal Marines. And out of the something like 2,500-3,000 volunteers, 400 were chosen, and I was one of the 400. Although we were all fully trained, what was known in the Corps as a trained soldier, the commando training had to come on top of that. We did that up in the wild and woolly west of the Highlands, up in Arden American Point. And we were the first of the Royal Marine Commandos in World War II, and the only all-volunteer Royal Marine Commando in World War II. And our first action was Dieppe on August the 19th, 1942, which was a chaotic disaster with the Canadians getting massacred and ourselves.
But you survived Dieppe, though.
I had to swim a lot. The whole thing was, I don't know if you've looked at the history of Dieppe at all. It was one of those wartime absolute disastrous cock-ups, you know. Men in suits are sitting there, little eagle nest eyries, and say, oh, let's try this, sounds a good idea, let's do this, let's do that. And it was just absolute nonsense, you know, hurling about 7,500-8,000 troops at a heavily fortified coast to take a heavily fortified port. It was just nonsense. However, we survived. At the time, I don't know. It's difficult to explain. I don't know if other fellas, it's not bumming me load at all, but at the time, you're not scared. You're hyped up. You know, the old adrenaline's pumping like hell. And the majority of us, you weren't thinking of, you're going to get killed, you're going to get wounded. It's always the bloke in front or the bloke behind, something like that. And it's only afterwards, when we got back, eventually we got back, and that's a long story. And, you know, a couple of days after, you think, Goddy, how the hell did we get some... what are we doing here? How did we survive that? Because, unfortunately, lots of our mates didn't.
When you came out of the Marines, what did life hold for you then?
Not a lot, because I came out medically unfit, because I was wounded in Sicily. I received what was known as multiple gunshot wounds after the invasion of Sicily. That was about nearly 2 years in hospital. So the war just about ended when I'd finished my treatment. And the Corps, well, all units, all services of all sorts were cutting down drastically on their numbers. And I was what was known as PURMS, Physically Unfit Royal Marine Service. there were two categories of getting out: PURMS or DD, Discharge Dead.
Well, you know what the better one is, don't you?
Yeah, and from then on, well, life just was pretty bitter for a while. I'd acquired a wife and a child in the interim period, but I was settled down eventually, and always kept in touch with the Corps, what it was doing, where it was. And fortunately, with a lot of my old mates from the commando unit.
We're speaking with Alan Saunders, hearing a little bit about his past as a Royal Marine Commando. Coming up, we'll be finding out his continued connection with the services and that challenge.